Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Class is in session. Please be seated. Behaviors that get attention get repeated. Avoid the power struggle because it will get you heated. Listen to Amanda because she knows how to teach it. Yo, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Oh, this ain't Parents Out to Lunch. No, this is Parenting with the Punch. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the Mindful Parenting Show. I am your host, Amanda Houle. Please be sure to check out the website, AmandaLeeHoole.com. It's Amanda, LeeHoule.com. I have a new 4-week class on how to talk to your kids about racism. It starts next Thursday, so go in and check it out. I hope to see you there. I have an awesome guest here, Roddy Nunez. Hopefully I'm not botching her last name. She has a master's degree in educational studies with a concentration in counseling and a bachelor's degree in psychology with a minor in business as well. She has been in the mental health field for the past 7 years, working within the inner cities of Lawrence and Lowell. She's worked with families, couples, multiple diagnoses ranging from bipolar, schizophrenia to major depression. And I'm especially excited to have her on today because she is building a multiple level marketing platform in the travel industry and running a women's empowerment workshop. So I'm really excited to have her share what the empowerment workshop is focused on. She is supporting and developing emotional intelligence, health and wellness, and holistic therapy, which we know is all my jam. Let's give her a warm welcome. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure having you here. I'm so excited. When we first crossed paths, I was like, this is a woman I need in my life. This is a woman I need to have on the show. And we are so connected on all levels and like the holistic realm and just emotional intelligence and, you know, your woman's empowerment workshop. So I can't wait for you to share with the audience what your goals are, like what you've been working on. And so please do share.
So yes, thank you so much for that introduction. I am building a woman empowerment workshop. And, you know, the reason behind that, I'll share a little bit about my story, is I have grown up with abuse and also experienced sexual trauma in my life. And, you know, one of the things that I really wanted to really give back to the world is tools on how to overcome that type of trauma and really show women that there is a way for you to heal and for you to become that person that you always envisioned yourself to be, mm-hmm. and not let any traumas hold you back or even give it more energy than it needed, than it needs to have. You know, sometimes what happens when you go through these types of traumas is, you know, you stay with the feeling, and it's hard for you to see anything past that, especially with sexual abuse, because you go through many levels of, you know, first being comfortable with your body, then, you know, really working with your mind to let things go. And, you know, for my experience, it has been a journey. I'm still on that journey, and I feel very empowered by the network that currently surrounds me. You know, I have an amazing mentor who has helped me as well along this path. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned from him is that, you know, the details of your past really don't matter. What right. matters is, what are you doing in the present to overcome that and move forward? Right?
Absolutely.
And as a clinician, you know, what tends to be a little bit tricky is we go heavy into details. We really work through many different layers of that person, and that and it works on with some people and other people, you know, it's best to focus on the present moving forward.
Right.
So, you know, that's really what gave me the idea of creating a workshop where I'm able now to pass on these tools that I've acquired throughout my journey to help women become successful entrepreneurs, and also really gain a lifestyle that they have always envisioned for themselves and didn't think was possible, which is why I'm also I'm also building this multiple level marketing platform within the travel industry.
Right.
So merging these two is pivotal to really work with that mind, body, and soul model that I have for the workshop.
That's beautiful. And honestly, like, thank you truly for your vulnerability and sharing that, because some of your past, because I think it's so, so important for, you know, others to really, like, hear others' stories. And just, you know, it really helps to allow them to hopefully transmute some of their pain that they're experiencing. And, you know, to be able to be so open and vulnerable, you know, about that is huge. So I really do appreciate you for sharing that. So thank you.
Thank you. And I understand that too. You know, it took me many years to even be able to say that.
Yes.
You know, that's a process in itself to say the words, you know.
Right.
So that's why I felt that if I want even to build a workshop, it has to start with me, right?
Yes.
I have to be completely vulnerable. I have to really say to everyone, this is my process. It wasn't pretty. It isn't pretty, but I'm fighting every single day. Every single day I'm fighting.
Yeah.
I wake up and the first thing that I think about is what should I embody? Who am I?
Right.
So that I can now help lead others in that same direction. That's really what my focus is every single day. And it holds me accountable as well for my healing.
Right.
The fact that I'm sitting here and I'm acknowledging that there's still parts of me that are going to develop through the workshop itself, you know, and meeting other people helps as well. That's all healing. That's all healing.
Yes.
So, you know, one of the things that I love, especially with network marketing, is that you're able to meet so many people, so many people from all walks of life and have these conversations that just really blow your mind. You know, people will be vulnerable with you if they can feel your sincerity.
Yes.
If they can see that, you know, this woman is actually walking the walk instead of just saying a whole bunch of eloquent things and not doing anything about it, you know. And I'm very quick to just humble myself and say, I don't know.
Right.
Please teach me. You know, and I think that's also empowering when you're able to be coachable when you're able to just be vulnerable with who you are, just being yourself, your right. authentic self. Mm-hmm. So that's part of, you know, what the workshop will help others develop is that vulnerability to right. be themselves.
No, I agree. And when I think, especially for those that are going through the healing process, even even when they're starting off the journey, starting the journey, is they can feel when you're leading from the heart, you know, and that is like so vital to just being able to like somewhat open yourself up to be able to receive mm-hmm. and start that journey. So, I mean, it's so important. So tell us about your most recent workshop. Tell us, like, walk us through what one of the workshops was, or the most recent one, because you know I was all about it. So others kind of have like an idea of what the, you know, of what the workshop is once you like officially launch.
Yes. So the most recent one we had is we're working on our chakras and understanding what chakras is. Mm-hmm. So we are doing a chakra a week. And the way that we do it is we incorporate teas that are associated with that chakra, aromatherapy techniques. Mm-hmm. We do some mindfulness meditation that goes with that chakra. And then be invited for open discussion within the group. So the group gets to also incorporate what they got out of the root chakra. Right. And, you know, what we do as well is gear it towards how is this helping you within your business, mm-hmm. right? Part of empowerment is really thinking about the whole person, right. you know? So when we're talking about the root chakra, for instance, this week, everyone's going to come back and they're going to talk about their experience and, you know, how they were able to incorporate both their entrepreneur experience with this chakra. Right. So every week there's going to be a different element that's added for you to understand what it really means to be aligned mm-hmm. or what it means to be a person that is building a business while understanding that there's going to be disalignment within right. that, right? You know, so what I'm developing is tools that while you're in that deconstruction of business,
right.
what you can do to lessen, let's say, body aches, lessen stomach aches, you know, right. What are some foods that will help bring up your vitamin levels in your body so that you're able to keep going and right. keep building, mm-hmm. you know, and outside of business, let's say if you are, you know, a mom with kids like I am, you know, what tea can I drink so that I can be a teacher at home?
Yeah, right. What potion do I need to take?
You know, what aroma do I need to be able to manage the many personalities that live in my home?
Right. It's real.
Yes, it really is. So, you know, I really am focusing on what is needed to, again, be able to work from your present and bring your future into your present, into your right. reality. And that's yep. where emotional intelligence also comes mm-hmm. in. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the most important books that I feel that any entrepreneur should be reading is definitely this one, Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah, I know that book. I have it.
This book right here has helped me so much, and it continues to help me. I'm still a student to it.
Yep.
So as you can see, I have all my...
You got your tabs. It's a great book. I agree. I have it in my book collection. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, that's something else that I also talk about in the workshop is what books really help you. You know, right. we need to be multifaceted. We need to mm-hmm. be able, you know, go from our everyday lives to being put in a room where you're networking and, you know, how do you manage your emotional stress level? You know, right. well, now you have all these tools that you're learning within the workshop
right.
That you can use right there in the moment.
Yeah.
And because you're learning about your spirit self, your mm-hmm. emotional health,
right.
your mental health, all mm-hmm. at the same time,
right.
this going to help you even when you're going to the supermarket and you run into somebody that is pretty cool and you're having these conversations and you can calm your breath by doing breath work, right in that moment.
Right.
So this is what I mean about really focusing on the whole being, the whole being, and using this in multiple platforms.
Right. No, that really is important. And I think, you know, for those that are listening to, and just being able to like realize that when you are, you know, whether or not you're starting your journey, you're in the middle of your journey, you know, it's important to note that, like you said, it's a daily practice. Like the same for me, you know, going through my process over the last several years, it's how you choose to wake up in the morning and what you choose to focus on and be in gratitude. And just know that when you have those tools, when you have those healthy tools to be able to, you know, function and figure out like, you know, something that's going to pop up in life, because it does it, every day. We all experience, you know, we all experience change. We all experience some sort of difficulty at some point, right? So having those tools is so huge, and being able to like know which tools to use in those moments is like, it's literally a game changer. Like I couldn't agree more. And I want to talk too more about, the holistic approach and kind of how, because you and I had spoken about, and it was again just another like reminder of like we are so aligned, it's incredible, about you know, working as a mental health clinician. And for many that you know, tune into my podcast know my background in working in mental health and as a behaviorist, and not, you know, using other holistic methodologies as opposed to having to resort to medicine. So like how, like where did you, like how did that come into play for you as a therapist? Because as we know, there's many, you know, there's many clinicians that are, you know, you can be on one end of the spectrum on the other, but it's just, it's hard, like, so where did you, or when did you kind of find yourself like leaning more towards that holistic approach, or have you always been that way?
So I've always been that way. I was born vegetarian, and my parents raised me in the Hindu philosophy, which is a philosophy, not a religion. And what they teach you really is how to live in the present and understand people. Really, you know, understand, you know, how to navigate the material world. And understand that this is just flesh. This is just the body.
Right.
It's not your spiritual being.
No.
So
understand. It's a vessel.
Yes, we are just this vessel. That's it.
Yep.
And understanding that when you disconnect your spirit with your body, that's where you have the emotional dysregulation.
Yes.
And understanding that if we're spiritual beings, then man-made medicine isn't really necessarily the answer. And I know that's controversial. I know that some people believe it, some people don't, but I'm only speaking my truth.
Right.
And, you know, when I, growing up in my home, I don't remember ever really taking medicine.
Right.
I don't really remember ever being sick. I just remember that my mom, you know, always had balanced nutritional meals. We ate dinner every night together. You know, if I wasn't feeling well, she'd give me a tea that I hated, which I love now.
Yeah, right? You grow an acquired taste to it by this point.
Yeah, I love it. I recommend it everywhere, you know. So, you know, and she always used a lot of herbs. My mom was a person that always had like little herbs in the house, and she has her own garden. So, you know, I was already exposed to that. More second nature to me.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went into, first, let me just back up. When I was going to school for my master's, my vision with clinical mental health was to incorporate the philosophy and holistic therapy within my sessions.
Right.
As I progressed in the field, I realized that, you know, in certain settings, that
wasn't going to work.
It wasn't going to work.
Right.
So, you know, I really just kept having this yearning desire to grow outside of being a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I wasn't comfortable anymore with the structure of every 45 minutes.
Right.
You know, I have coming in and I'm only able to do a certain little part of a grander picture. Mm-hmm. You know, I did the best that I could with the tools that were provided and the structure that was given.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a free spirit. You know, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm a free spirit. And I truly see that there's just so many elements in this world that we can use at our disposal.
Yeah.
And if all I need to do is get a certification to be able to give you everything that I've lived my whole life, I'm doing it. And that's what really made me even consider going studying for a state licensure so that I'm able to be in the state size more qualified.
Yeah.
To be able to have my own holistic space
where
I'm now taking workshop and I'm taking the therapy techniques that I want.
Right.
And now it's a practice.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, as you, when you have a burning desire for something, the only thing you're thinking about is how do I get that?
Yes. At that end goal.
The end goal. Right.
Yep.
So I positioned myself I positioned myself in a way that I met my mentor just out of pure coincidence. Well, there are no coincidences in life.
Divine intervention.
Divine intervention. And you know, he really put me in a position to have the platform that I now have to be able to realize this goal, this this desire of mine, which is to empower millions, you know, especially outside of a clinical structure, you know. And with the expertise that I've acquired and that I continue to acquire throughout this journey, it's only going to help me give everyone else more of what is needed through through these techniques, learning about foods, learning about, you know, the earth more, really connecting. What are some roots that I can use within my workshops? What are some, by having conversations with you and many other people, what am I learning from people? What am I hearing from them that, you know, is a common theme that I can now use within the workshop and be able to serve that public? You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I'm just in a space now where I'm focused more on serving on a grander scale.
Right. And you know what? Like, and because it's the work that I do, right? And working with families, and I've always, and I've been saying since day one, it starts at home. You are a beautiful example. Look how you were raised. And like you, you've had that upbringing, that holistic approach, and that's always like always been my jam. But you know, the same thing when you're in the field, sometimes like you only have so many choices until you make that final decision to be like, you know what, if I can't do things the way that I think is best, then, you know, it's not going to work for me and I need to step outside of the box and figure out another way. So having you on and like and sharing that story, it is so, oh my gosh, I literally have the chills right now. Like I'm praying to God that like anyone who's listening and tunes into this episode is really able to like embody sort of like the conversation that we've been having. And if they're not there yet, to just like be a little bit more open, just a little bit, like just a little bit. Like open it up just a little and kind of, and just start to explore other ways, you know, because it's, especially when it comes to children, you know, having that holistic perspective and treating the individual mind, body, and soul. I mean, there's just at this point, especially like at this juncture, there's no other way. There's no other way.
There really isn't. You know, you mentioned something earlier that was so pivotal, is how do you wake up in the morning? Like what you do in the morning really sets the tone for the rest of your day. And I'm still learning that, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm still adjusting, you know, certain things in my routine that is really going to help me bring my future to my present, right? So I, for instance, in the morning, meditation, when you wake up, you know, one thing that I have learned too throughout this journey is not looking at your phone when you wake up in the morning.
Huge.
Don't even sleep with it on your next to you. It's somewhere away from you. But creating the space where when you're waking up, you're still connected with your spirit and you're honoring that. And then what type of personal development are you doing in the morning? Are you listening to audio? Are you reading, you know, books like Think and Grow Rich or Ayurvedic practices or, you know, anything that has to do with enrichment for you? Are you really honoring your structure with what your goal is, you know, as let's say an entrepreneur? Are you reading the books that are necessary for to be able to propel you forward? And then after you're reading, you know, are you giving yourself a balanced diet? Are you eating the proper meals in the morning? You know, then after you do that, are you exercising? Because we need all these things. And if you're listening, you're understanding that what I'm breaking down to you is you taking care of your mind, body, and soul before you even step outside your door. You know? So if you can create a structure where right when you open your eyes, you are honoring yourself, your spirit, soul.
And that's number one. That is number one.
That's number one. The energy field that you create around you is going to be magnetic. It's going to enrich you no matter what, right from the start. And then as you go on with your day, because you took time to connect with your spirit soul, then what ends up happening is you reap all of the energy, so the positive energy that comes to you. It's just automatic. It happens. And, you know, even for myself, like I said, this is a journey for me. And I go through moments where I come right off my structure and I notice the difference right away.
Same.
Just one thing that, like, I'm off.
It
throws me right off.
No, I'm the same. Like if I don't meditate, like so I woke up at 6:30 this morning. I meditated for about 12 minutes. Usually I do my 20 minutes. And then I went back to lay my head down because I woke up between like 4 and 5. That's been my routine lately. I don't, another spiritual awakening I think is happening. But like, and I notice every single time, if I don't meditate in the morning and I also do my journaling, if I wait until the afternoon, it like, I am so, I don't want to say frazzled, but it's just, it's a totally different energy. And that's why I have always constantly preached to clients and just, you know, even family and friends, like starting your mornings off, and you can start with like the smallest thing. It doesn't have to be this like grand, you know, experience, but it really does make a huge difference. And, I mean, we can vouch for it, and anyone else that starts their days off and they have their own specific routines that they embody every day. It is just, it's so huge. It's so huge.
It really is.
It's, oh gosh. So what would you, what advice would you give for parents, to sort of practice more mindful parenting? Like what would be the number one?
Really listen to your children. It's one thing to hear them, but really listen, you know, and try not to direct them to an answer, right? A lot, more often than not, you know, especially when you have multiple children, and I had to learn this along the way as well. You know, you go from one child to another. They're all different personalities, all different ages. So, like, you go from, like, okay, this one thinks like this one thinks like that. And then sometimes if, you know, you're overwhelmed and you're not taking the appropriate time to bring yourself down to a baseline, you end up just hearing the words that are coming out of the child's mouth rather than really hearing what they're trying to tell you.
Right.
So, you know, that's why it's just that much more important for you to take care of you so that you can be a better parent to your children. Because now if you practice things like, you know, drinking teas and doing yoga or any type of meditation,
right,
you're putting yourself to a calm baseline. Mm-hmm. And when you do this practice consistently, it not only helps you as a parent, it just helps you interact with people on a daily basis because you're hearing what they're saying,
right?
You know, and children, they'll feel you before they hear you.
Because you're changing your energy, literally.
Right.
Like, you're working on your own energy field, and children pick up off of that energy.
Right. So, you know, and then a lot of the times, you know, you also hear parents that, oh, I talk to my kid all the time. I'm always, you know, trying to change this behavior in them. And what I tell parents is, well, why don't we focus more on where your frustration comes from.
Right.
You know, because a lot of the times they, you know, us as parents, we get frustrated off of something that maybe a kid did a month ago or a few weeks ago. Or like, you know, it's like, we're like, oh, but he always does this. Okay, well, the folk is frustrating you, but let's scale it back a little bit.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Why are you frustrated?
Right.
So when you have that dialogue with yourself,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that's part of mindfulness is, right. is really bringing it back to yourself.
Self-awareness. Right.
Yes. And really being, you know, present in that awareness,
mm-hmm.
then you're better able to attend to the child's needs.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's one of the most beautiful, best advice you can really give is to listen to your child at any age, really. It doesn't matter if they're 2, 10, 15, 25, 30, like it's no matter how old they are, listening is huge. Before we close out, how is there any specific information that you want to share with our audience or platforms that you want to share as far as to learn more about you and kind of what you're up to in the world?
So, yes, my Instagram is Nani, N-A-N-I, underscore R-A-N-I, 82 on Instagram.
Okay.
And that's where I usually post and I'm more active on.
Mm-hmm.
And my Facebook is R-A-D-H-I, Nani, N-A-N-I.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be at some point, I would give it by August, I will be putting out information about our live workshops.
Okay.
If anybody is interested in attending the workshops that we have going on right now, they are more than welcome to reach me on any of those platforms and I can give them more information in regards to that.
Awesome.
As the state opens up.
Yes.
Due to COVID.
Yes.
You know, we're little by little just adding people according to the limits that the state really has for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then once we go live, I will have all that information posted.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It was so nice having you on and chatting with you. And I so much look forward to more collaborations together and just creating that ripple wave in the world. That's
yes.
it.
Yes. Let's go empower millions.
Yes. Well, have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for having me.
You got it.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning into the show, Mindful Parenting. I will see you soon on the other side. Don't forget to check out my new 4-week course starting July 2nd, Thursdays, 4 consecutive weeks, how to talk to your kids about racism. Keep asking for more, y'all.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.